From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A remarkable new discovery in South Africa came to light today. Bones of two creatures that lived nearly 2 million years ago. Scientists are trying to sort out whether they were direct ancestors of humans or an experiment in evolution that went nowhere. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story.
The partial skeletons belonged to a juvenile about 9 to 13 years old and a female in her 20s. They were found in what was once a deep cave where they probably died. Scientists call them Australopithecus sediba, a new species. The famous fossil Lucy, found in 1974, was a type of Australopithecus. Scientists suspect some form of this creature evolved into the very earliest humans, the Homo lineage. Anthropologist Lee Berger from the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa thinks these new creatures could be the one.
It does look like a good candidate ancestor of early Homo.
That's because their skeletons are such a bizarre mix of primitive and modern. They had long, ape-like arms and a tiny brain, but parts of the skull and the small front teeth are more like early humans, such as Homo erectus. They also walked upright with a long stride. Berger, who led the scientific team, says the combination of features is different from anything else on the human tree of life.
The lower limbs are incredibly surprising. The pelvis is very advanced, very similar to what we see in Homo erectus and Homo sapiens with long legs. It's a real mixed bag, and how it's going to fit in to that is really the question that's going to come out of the next months and years.
At 2 million years ago, they lived just after the time when the earliest humans are thought to have evolved.
The fossil record tells us that we transitioned between early Australopithecines, like the Lucy fossil, which are bipedal, but they don't walk the way we do. They have longer arms than we do. They have more primitive faces and heads than we do, to something that is very close to us.
Now, finding the ancient species that led directly to humans is kind of like claiming to find the golden fleece. Anyone who says that faces some stiff questioning from other scientists, such as Bernard Wood at George Washington University. Wood says the South African fossils look more like something from Lucy's tribe than early human ancestors.
The particular mix that this one has, the particular type of mosaic, I think probably is unusual. We need to find out a bit more to know whether it's really different enough to deserve its new species.
Even if it is a new species, Wood says there's not enough evidence yet to claim that it was a rung on some sort of evolutionary ladder that led to us.
I think actually the evidence from this new creature is more in keeping with not the analogy of a ladder, but the analogy of a bush. And there are lots of twigs in this bush going up towards the light. One of them actually reaches the surface of the bush, which is the present day, and that's the one that eventually leads to modern humans.
Wood says these creatures may have been on an evolutionary twig well removed from the human branch, one that simply died out. Scientists agree, though, that it's an exciting discovery, regardless of where these creatures fit in the story of human evolution. Wood says it could mean that upright walking may have evolved more than once among different species. Berger published the findings in the journal Science. He says, at the very least, the fossils may shed some light on how we got to be the way we are.
We've got that whole package there to look at and maybe can begin to define what belongs in the genus Homo and what doesn't.
It was Berger's son who found the first skeleton in what could be the high point of his young career.
Matthew wants to be a paleoanthropologist. It is going to be a hard discovery to beat. I hope he does. Thank goodness I found the second one. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to live in the home, would I?
And now Berger says they found a third and fourth skeleton still to be dug out. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.